Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, 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 good morning out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas and his humble host, Mr. Crispy, out in Florida. Good morning, Crispy. What's going on out there on the East Coast?
Grumble, grumble, grumble. Just drinking my coffee with high roller vodka. Actually, it's a beautiful day here in Orlando. Blue skies, a few scattered clouds, and I'm sure by noon it'll be hotter than HE double hockey sticks. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year out there on the East Coast. But what would you say last week? 500% humidity?
Yes, today it'll probably be like 98 degrees with 500% humidity. So it'll be like 5 billion degrees today. It'll be like living on the sun. My goatee will have its own barbecue.
Since you mentioned our sponsor, High Roller Vodka, I guess it's probably a good time to pour some into my coffee and play their ad. So here we go. I'm going to pour some of my coffee here, and...
Oh, yeah.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes. Certainly check out highrollerspirits.com and that sweetpotatovodka.com all takes you to the same place so you can get some of that wonderful tasting. What are you doing back there?
Sorry.
I'm trying to run a radio show.
I'm building a grill. Get off my back.
Anyway, what I was saying about our sponsor is try out there. Sweet potato vodka, and you will definitely like it. It may be too early in the morning for vodka in your coffee, but not for the bad boys. And speaking of barbecue and grills, and as we call it here on our show, grillbecue. So, are you actually
Correct.
Building? Are you building a grill, or are you just making that up for radio land?
I'm just entertaining the masses with my buffoonery. For the most part. No, I got another office chair and it's squeaky, so maybe I need to lose some weight. I'm not sure.
Eating too much of that good barbecue with that good barbecue boozers sauce, that's what it is.
That's right. Speaking of barbecue boozers, I actually got some sauce from you yesterday and it was right tasty. Yes.
Right tasty. Well, that's good.
Right,
it's supposed to be right tasty. If you said it tastes like crap, I'd have a problem.
No, all your products that I've tried have been awesome. I'm ready to hit the road in a barbecue boozer van and knock on people's doors, old school style.
Hey, by the way, we gave away a coffee mug last night. And for those people who did not hear our show last night, we had Tara Tinsley on. She's a singer in Northern California. And we gave away a coffee mug, and I can't believe it. someone actually called in and wanted one of our mugs there, Crispy. But I'm going to actually announce it right now. If you guys hang tight today and listen to the show, we're going to be giving out another free, beautiful glass coffee mug with our two ugly mugs on it, a Green Ideas Radio mug. But you got to listen in because we're going to ask a trivia question sometime today about, well, sometime today, in the next hour and a half, actually, about one of our guests. There'll be a trivia question, so listen in close. And then the first caller who calls in, when we give that trivia question, we'll get this mug. And by the way, the lady who called last night, you got to give me your information, shipping information. We never heard from you last night. Maybe she changed her mind, Crispy.
Maybe she got a hold of some High Roller vodka and had a little too many drinkies.
Well, we've got our first guest this morning. Everybody who's in the barbecue world probably knows this guy. If you don't, then you've had your head and your grill too long. We got Neil Big Mista Strouder coming on our show here. And if I got everything working out here correctly and I push this button, I should have Neil if everything's working. Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Welcome to the show. All right, we're doing all right.
I am on the road right now. I'm on my way to one of my markets, but I had to get on the phone to give you a buzz. I wasn't going to miss out.
Well, we'll do it now. Here's what I want to know. First of all, do we call you Big Mister or do we call you Neil?
Either one. I answered all that. I answered the, hey, you fat guy, all that stuff.
So are you on your way to a barbecuing event today?
Yes, I am. We actually have two things going on. We have one market, the Torrance Farmers Market. We're serving up some food over there, and I'm heading over to the Americana in Glendale. It's a hotel, shopping center type of thing. And they have a farmer's market over there, and I'm over there today from 10 to 2.
So I would say you're constantly got something on the grill, on barbecue on just about every weekend, don't you?
Yeah, not just the weekends, during the week, too.
During the week, too.
We have five different markets we do, plus we do catering, so...
Now, are you still also, along with your catering, are you also doing, are you a spokesperson for Fresh and Easy?
No, they're not doing that this year. They got a new CEO and a bunch of new management, and they're busy getting organized over there, so they decided not to do that campaign this year.
Oh, okay.
I am doing some work with Farmer John, though.
Farmer John, yeah. Okay.
Farmer John,
sweet.
They have some great products, yeah.
Yeah, they got the big sausage plant right there in Vernon, California.
Right, they do. Well, they do all kind of pork products, so. Go ahead.
What we want to know is, Crispy and I are sort of novice when it comes to barbecue, and we're learning every day more and more as we practice with our little hibachi grills, but tell us... What's the secret of good barbecue?
The secret of good barbecue. Wow. Ultimately, it's time and smoking.
Okay.
And all I love. Barbecue is not something you can rush. You have to take your time with it. I know that there are different techniques. Sometimes I do the hot and fast cooks, but even at that, I'm still cooking, 5 hours. 5-6 hours.
Right.
So it's not barbecuing and grilling are definitely different things. You can go out and grill a chicken breast in 20 minutes. But if you want barbecue, you have to take your time. And there has to be some smoke involved.
Low and slow is what I've been told.
Yep, for the most part, it is low and slow. Like I said, there's some cook hot and fast, but even at that, you're still looking at, 5-6 hours. Right now I'm cooking briskets and butts. Taking me about 8.5 to 9 hours to get them done.
Wow.
And
I still got at least an hour or two rest time after that.
So it's kind of like loving your significant other. It's low, slow, and takes a lot of love and care, right?
a whole lot of love.
So now, do you still participate in a lot of these competitions that go on? Are you still doing that, the circuit?
I do compete, but not nearly as much as I used to.
Okay.
I think there's a competition coming up next weekend, and it's in my hometown, so I almost have to go. It's right over at the Queen Mary here in Long Beach.
Ah.
There's going to be a barbecue competition over there. It's the West Coast Barbecue Classic. There'll be about 30 teams there. We'll be there vending and competing, so it'll be a really busy day for me. But we'll be, like I said, there'll be a lot of teams there. There'll be, you know, people selling barbecue, plus there'll be a people's choice where you can go and you can buy tickets and go to the different teams and give them a ticket and you can sample their barbecue. So it's not often you get a chance to sample championship barbecue, but this is one of those opportunities.
And that's at the Queen Mary next weekend?
That's right, May 12th.
May 12th.
Oh, I'll sweet.
Take your mother out there for something different.
Well, I think that's close enough for me even to hop on in the car and go have myself some barbecue. I might run into you there next week.
I'm never hard to find.
Same here.
Happy Cinco de Drinko.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. That's right, Cinco de Drinko. We got our high roller vodka and our coffee, so we started early.
Oh, hey, I need to be over there with you guys.
Yes,
I know, right?
By the way, I forgot to mention your website. It's www.bigmista.com. We've got a link on our show file here if you want to click over and check out all the things that Big Mista Neil is up to. You go to his website, check out that. Now, hey, Big Mista, do you have your own line of products that you're selling now?
Yes, we do. We're selling our rubs. We have our own barbecue rubs.
Okay.
I have Big Mista's Perfect Pork Rub, the Bitchin' Beef Rub, and our newest addition is called Chicken Scratch.
Chicken Scratch.
Chicken Scratch. It's a rub that I created, and I created it more as a base. It's like, it's really good by itself. I personally use it by itself, but I looked at a lot of different types of food and the seasonings that go into them, and I pulled out the common link and made a rub from it. But
okay.
You can take it and use it just as it is, and if you're doing a competition, you can add maybe some more sugar or some chili powder to it to make a competition rub. You can add, you know, some curry, a little bit of cinnamon, some cumin to it to make a curry, you know, you get an Indian or a Jamaican feel to it. Add some off. It's a rub that you can tweak. You know, so it's a base that you can have all the time and then tweak it to use it any way you want.
Okay.
So it's just the barbecue rub.
My grandfather told me a long time ago that what makes it good is all how you rub it.
Yeah, I do a lot of rubbing.
We all do a lot of rubbing.
The more meat you have, the more rubbing you do.
So do you have any big plans for the summer? Is there any big deals? I see you're doing a lot of catering and things, but you got any big major things going on, events that you might want to tell the people about?
Let's see. What else do I have going on? I know that I'm going to be doing the OC Barbecue Festival. I really recommend that everybody comes out to that on June, I believe it's the weekend of June 12th. It's going to be over at the OC Fairgrounds. That is an awesome event. It benefits Christie's Foundation, which is our favorite charity. Christie's Foundation, they support families who have terminally ill children. It's not like Make-A-Wish where they just get, you know, they get a wish for the kids. This is actually, they actually support the families ongoing, you know, because it's, you know, it's really a big trauma to have to deal with that, you know, and the rest of the families deal with the child that they could lose. So they really do a great job with that. They do a lot of different events through the year, but this is a big one, and we always support them for that.
Great.
What else do I have going on? Oh, I have a book out.
Oh, that's right, your book. We got to talk about your book. Tell us about the book.
It's a cookbook. It's called The Secret to Her Heart. It's a cookbook, but it's for guys who are dating or married men who are in the doghouse.
That sounds like a book for me. I need to order one of those, like, right now.
Yeah. It has a lot of things to do, with dating, how to impress your woman, when you're inviting that girl over the first date or you want to make a romantic evening for you and your wife. So, like, it's things that you should do. Look, it's a lot of simple things, like, vacuum the floor, because I always tell guys, if you're inviting a girl over, the first thing you want to do is tell her, kick your shoes off and make yourself comfortable, because people are different when they take their shoes off. But if she walks across your floor and she's stepping on corn chip crumbs, it kind of kills the mood.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of little tips like that, the kind of music you should play, I give some recommendations, wine recommendations, things like that. Like I said, it's also a cookbook. It's a cookbook for the guy who's never cooked before. There are a lot of great recipes in there, but I start at, this is a pot. Get one of these.
This is a spoon.
You can cook. Yes, exactly. Get one with holes and one without.
Can people buy your book? Can they buy your book on your website?
They can go to the website. It's also on Amazon.
Oh, cool.
So they can just type in The Secret to Their Heart or Neil Big Mr. Strada, either one, and it'll come up. And they can get it there. It's $10.95 on Amazon.
Well, and which one of us guys don't need help when it comes to the ladies? And if there's barbecue involved and the ladies involved, you got to go out and get Big Mister's book, because the man knows what he's talking about.
Yes,
that's right. You need to get the book, because you spend too much time barbecuing, at some point you're going to end up in the doghouse.
And I'm guessing some of the advice you have for the guys in this book is to stay away from Craigslist. Don't even bother looking for women on Craigslist.
No, I didn't put that one. I didn't tell them how to find the women. I just told them what to do once they get.
Yeah, Crispy spends way too much time on Craigslist looking for dates. So yeah, Crispy, he's not gonna help you find one. But when you do find one on there, at least you'll know what to do with it when you get her there.
Right. Make sure there's no corn chip crumbs and use a pot.
Yeah. Make sure you clean the bathroom, because they will take that.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in. I know you're busy. You got your event going on today, and appreciate while you're driving in to stop in and say hello to us. And we'll have you on some later. When you write that book. I have to ask the question. In the book, do you tell what you do after the date, or is that going to be series two?
That'll be series two. I get you as close as I can to a bow chicka wow wow. After that, you're on your own.
Well, we do appreciate you stopping by and giving us a little heads up on your book and what you're doing. And everybody, I want to mention his website again. It's www.bigmister.com. And Neil, thank you very much, and you're welcome to come back anytime and get out there and cook something.
Okay, I hope to see you tomorrow. Next weekend at the contest.
Yes, I will check. I'll be that big, tall, ugly guy with the dark glasses and the beard. You can't miss me.
I'm sorry, you've never been to a barbecue contest. You just described everybody.
I know. I just described 90% of the guys that are there.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, you take care, and thanks again.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, see you later.
Well,
that was Big Mista, and check out his website. Go buy his book, and I think it's fitting that, Crispy, that we probably should play a barbecue song before we go to our next segment. So
although I did want to say his rig for his barbecue it reminds me of a hot rod.
It is like
that
a hot rod, you're right.
That smoker he's got, the custom paint and the wheels, like, man, that thing is pretty awesome.
Now, these guys, they go out there to these competitions, it's serious business. It's like a religion, and they pull up there with their hot rod barbecue grill, and it ain't messing around.
Yeah, I'll tell you about, I went to a, well, I guess it's a long barbecue. It was a chili cook-off down here outside of Orlando in Kissimmee, Florida. And there were some interesting rigs that I saw, and there was one in shape of a coffin. It was interesting. I stayed away from his chili because I didn't want anything serious to happen.
Yeah, but that's probably like a killer chili then, I guess, right? If it's in the shape of a coffin.
Pretty much, and I stayed away from it. Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to take about a 3 or 4 minute break, and then guess who's coming on but the one, the only, Kitty Cat, and she's going to be talking about some Cinco de Mayo desserts. So everybody hang tight. Don't forget, listen in, because we're going to be having our contest and asking a question for a free coffee mug. You don't want to miss that. So everybody, we'll be back in a few minutes. And here, I'm going to play a little barbecue music to take us to break, and we'll be back here shortly.
Goodbye down below. Barbecue slides,
damn, I'm hungry for some barbecue. How about you, Crispy?
I'm drooling on myself because I'm starved. I'm so hungry.
Yeah, they talk about all that barbecue and ribs and sauce, and, yep, I'm going to have to grab me some for breakfast after the show because I'm starving. And guess what time it is?
Well, I know what time it is. Oh, yeah.
It is the kitty cat time, and we got to play her a little intro because you get the old sexy music going here. So hang on, everybody. Here we go.
Introducing Sinful Saturdays with Kitty Cat, your queen of sweets.
I always feel like I need to get, like, naked or something when I hear that music.
or at least put your Speedos on, one of the two.
I was actually going to say, I think we need to redo that. You're giving me a bad reputation here.
No, wait a minute. Uh-oh, you're the one that decides to dress up in leather and talk about simple desserts. We're just going along with the show.
All right, just blame it on me. I'll just take all the blame. But I'm trying to fill your tummies with all kinds of good food, and it seems to be that we always start off on the wrong foot, and I'm always trying to play it down a little bit. So, and I think it's going to probably take the better part of 25 or 30 minutes to do that today.
Yes, it probably will take that long to bring it down. So where do you want to talk about for Cinco de Mayo?
See, I knew you were going to go there. I just knew it.
Oh, my.
So what's going on?
We have so much to talk about today. I mean, we're not just talking about Cinco de Mayo desserts. We're talking about Kentucky Derby desserts. I mean,
for goodness sakes,
we've got these two huge events this weekend, and I'm almost afraid to ask you which one you're going to be celebrating.
Both.
Both.
Both. Why not? I'm going to have a little Dos Equis while I'm watching the horses run around the track, betting some money. So I don't see anything wrong with it. How about you, Christy? I'm doing both.
I think I've always liked watching the Kentucky Derby, especially some of the hats the ladies wear. It's interesting seeing some of the people in the crowd.
Well, I'm almost afraid to ask. I mean, if it's anything other than Dos Equis, I'm cool with that. But you know, a lot of these Kentucky Derby drinks, they're really chick drinks, and I think if you partake, it's definitely going to bring out your feminine side, and I don't think you want to do that.
No, Crispy brings out too much of that by just drinking water, so we don't need
it. Pretty much.
Yes, I worry about that. That's definitely a concern of mine. I definitely like to keep you both manly.
Yeah, I don't really see Crispy and I sitting around drinking mint juleps. Do you?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Grillion Ideas. I do like myself a nice ice cold mint julep on a warm Sunday afternoon, sitting down by the lake, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, keep the mint, keep the syrup. Just give me the bourbon.
There you go. So do you have any fancy desserts up your sleeve?
Well, heck yes. My goodness. Are you kidding me? We've got this beautiful Kentucky Derby pie that I just threw up on my wall a few minutes ago. I've got to quit saying that I just put up on my wall, and I even put the link up. I've been doing tons of Mexican food and Mexican desserts all week, you know, sharing a bunch of them that I already had on the blog. And so today I said, you know, I'm going to start off with something that is just absolutely delicious. And if you've never had a Derby pie before, you have to try this. The recipe is so easy to put together. It just comes together, bakes in 30 minutes. You can eat it right out of the pan while it's warm. It tastes like a huge chocolate chip cookie with nuts and chocolate chips, walnuts. And you could probably add pecans if you preferred pecans, but traditionally with walnuts. And it's so, so good. Throw some ice cream on there. Oh, my gosh. The responses that I've been getting from everyone so far this morning on that photo that I have up there has just been overwhelming. So definitely try it. You're going to whip some up? What do you think?
I'm going to whip some up because it sounds so delicious, and especially especially since you said I could eat it right out of the pan. So that's my
you
kind
can
of
eat it
actually,
right out of – yes, when it's still warm. That's the best way to do it.
I've
I need to make one
before.
Big enough so I could use a shovel.
Oh, it's so good. I can't even tell you. And, you know, a lot of people think that you have to bake it in a pie shell. And, you know, traditionally it comes in a pie crust. And I've got a recipe for a pie crust, you know, up with the recipe. But many times I bake it without. I just put it right into a bake pan. I make sure that I spray it and then I line it with some parchment paper. And then I bake it. And, you know, once it's cool, you can refrigerate it, and you can even cut it into, like, little squares and have it as, like, little snacking things. If you don't feel like, you know, making up some cookie dough and baking off cookie dough, you can have these sitting around in the refrigerator, you know, or in the freezer, and then just pop them in the microwave, zap them, throw them in a bowl with some ice cream, and, oh, my gosh, just absolutely delicious.
And what was that called? What was that called?
It's, it's the Kentucky Derby pie. And a lot
still
of people.
Talking about the pie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of people just the people that actually created, and I have the whole story on the blog with the recipe. Were actually preventing a lot of people from using that name, and so a lot of people had to change terminology and not call it the Kentucky Derby pie because that was something that they had trademarked, and they were selling their product under that name. So you can call it just about anything you want. I always used to call it a chocolate nut pie, and but it tastes just like a – people always ask, what does it taste like? It tastes just like a chocolate chip cookie, a really gooey chocolate chip cookie, but it's oh so good. And it's not quite like a pecan pie. Pecan pie has a little bit different texture because it's got corn syrup in it. This does not have corn syrup in it. This is a different texture altogether. So definitely try it when you're whipping up all of those ribs and – munching on all of those this weekend. So make sure you have some dessert.
This is such a tough show to do because it's just like every 8:30 in the morning we start talking barbecue and then Kentucky chocolate nut pies and it's just like, oh, man. And then we
bologna donuts.
Yeah, bologna may-may donuts. And it's just like, how do we do this? And on top of
and
that, we throw a little sexual tension on top. It's just like unbelievable.
And it's not good for your new G-string body, I know. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. I'm definitely not helping in that department. I think for the weekend you're probably going to have to go to the Boxers and try again on Monday. So
yeah, I think I will. After eating that chocolate nut pie, it's going to be a Boxer weekend.
I'll tell you what, all the things that Katrina posts on their Facebook wall, I so wish there was a way I could just lick the screen because there's so many awesome posts that she, recipes. It's like I just want to lick the screen. I want to taste it now. I don't want to cook it. I want to taste it now.
Well,
right.
on the heels of that.
I'm sorry, I'm stepping all over you, but you need to change the website to one of those instead of .com, make it a .XXX.
Well, I think I'm probably going to have to now that we're opening our e-shop, and I wanted to officially announce that today, that as of Monday, we are opening our new e-recipe shop, which is going to be full of all kinds of great recipes for home bakers and for commercial operations too. Now the commercial operations are going to get a large commercial size recipe, and they're also going to get a nutrition label to come along with it. And all of them are going to be very economically priced. I think people who are in the industry who know what nutrition labels generally run for, you know, you're looking at anywhere from $100 to $150 just for the label.
Right.
So we're selling the recipe and the label for much, much less than that. So it's going to be very economical for a lot of businesses who really need to get their hands on something instead of, you know, wasting their time, wasting ingredients, trying to come up with something that, you know, may take a lot of not only time but materials, and everything being so costly these days, they can get their hands right onto something and use it the very next day. So we're going to be loading up the commercial side after we finish adding some recipes to the home baker side. And even the recipes on the home baker side are recipes that have been tried and tested and proven. And you can use a lot of these recipes to make all kinds of creative things. A lot of them are just cake bases or cookie bases,
right,
that you can add whatever it is that you want to and kind of make it uniquely your own. So I wanted
now
to kind of announce that out
the
there
website,
today,
too. Now, that's not the Good Food Gourmet. That's the,
yes,
I call it
the
Cinderella site, but it's called Foodarella. Is that right?
No. Foodarella is
no?
our new social media company. And,
oh, I'm sorry.
We're,
I got mixed up.
We're going to be doing some more promotion for that in the coming weeks, so I'll be giving you some more information about that one. But right now what I want to do is open up the e-shop, because that's just been a huge project of ours for at least the last 6 or 7 months, and it just takes so much time to get everything together, to make sure that you have all the photographs and everything, because you want a step-by-step, you know, evolution of how the recipe comes together and what it looks like baked, so that the end user has something to compare to. And so we've been working hard to get all of that stuff done, and we're going to be finishing up, you know, adding a good bit of recipes to that this weekend, and then I'll make an announcement on Monday to everyone on Facebook, and then they can start checking out the recipes and looking at the photos and seeing which ones, if any, that they would like to purchase. So, again, a very nominal charge, very nominal cost, and something that is going to be a regular part of everyone's, you know, holiday repertoire, or, you know, you have family just who happen to call, or friends happen to call, and they say, you know, I'm on my way over and you don't have anything in the house, you can, you know, put something together. It's a recipe file that you can come to trust. And I think with a lot of recipes that are out there on the net these days, you don't really know, you know, where to go, who to trust. And I think we've pretty much proven, you know, time after time that we put out a great product. And so it was kind of time to launch this, and I think, you know, we were ready. We had a little bit more time to put into the development of it, and so we're ready to go as of Monday.
All right. And that, okay, and that's part of
and that's
good
on goodfoodgourmet.com.
All right.
Yeah. And we've got a tab up there right now at the very, very top. It's a little bit more challenging to kind of see, but my tech guy is working on a link that is going to make that a little bit more visible, so when you go to the site, you won't have to hunt around for it.
All right.
So he's going to be working on that this weekend, too. But
Steve,
Crispy, are you there?
Hold on.
Here.
I just realized something, that before I have guests on, I should probably go to their website and learn more about their website.
That's okay. That's what you have us for.
But now we know,
I mean,
so we will be prepared for the next Sinful Saturday. Oh, yes.
Ours was a little bit hidden. And so, you know, a lot of times it wasn't something that I would even, you know, really even notice. And so that was always a concern of mine until we really figured out how we could do that. You know, we kind of had little question marks as to what it was that we were going to do. And as we were developing it, we said that's definitely something that needs to be a little bit more visible on the site, you know.
So everybody
but
check
now
that,
that
out on Monday.
Now that I've mentioned that, you guys want to talk Mexican?
Yeah, I was sitting here waiting for you to finish your commercial advertising on your website so we could get back to the Sinful
Well,
dessert.
You know, you've been asking me, like, the last couple of times, are you going to make an announcement about your e-shop or what's going on with that? And I said, well, we need to do that, because we've got the Foodarella promotion we have to do.
Don't
but, you know, I want to do it one at
you.
A time. I just want to do it one at a time, because I don't want to confuse people. You know, it's,
okay.
And I think sometimes it tends to be a little overwhelming, and you get confused very easily. So I try
very
not to. You know, So I have to give things to you in very, very small pieces.
So are you now going to talk about the Mexican holiday and the Cinco
dessert? So let's talk Mexican Cinco de Mayo desserts, for goodness sake.
Yes.
My gosh, I've been so busy this morning. And some of the things that I'm working on are not traditionally Mexican, but Spanish in origin. So we're going to have a churros recipe with a great chocolate sauce and a cajeta, which is a caramel sauce that I'm going to show everybody how to make.
Wait a minute. There's another one of those words that bologna, bomboloni. And what was that called? A quieta?
Cajeta.
Cajeta.
Cajeta. It's a very traditional caramel sauce that's served with a lot of Latin American desserts, and it's very commonly served with churros and as a dipping sauce. It's offered on the side, as is the chocolate sauce. So I'm going to be making that. And then sopapillas. I mean, I know that's something that you've had.
No,
You being in San Diego have never been fortunate enough to enjoy a sopapilla? Really?
I don't get out much. I really do. I thought sopapilla was that little tiny piece of soap in the bathtub that you never want to use.
Sopapilla.
Well, well, sopapillas are a fried pastry, and it's very commonly served in Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, New Mexico, Peru, Uruguay, and it's, of course, very commonly served in the southern U.S. and Texas. And
I believe those are served with caliente besos as well. Yes.
Well, you know what I didn't know? Everywhere I had always gone, I had always seen the dessert version of sopapilla. But when I did a little bit of research on it, I found that it was also offered as a savory variety. And what I mean by that is in the Southwest, it's many times commonly used in place of tortillas, like soft tortillas, in place of like a crispy taco, and any kind of bread. So if you know what a sopapilla is, and obviously you don't, but let me just tell you, when you fry it, it puffs up and it creates this pocket on the inside. So it's like it gets really, really airy. And a lot of the recipes that I had come across use, you know, as a leavening agent, egg and baking powder. But I prefer to use a little bit of yeast because that definitely guarantees it to puff up. And so they make them a little bit larger when they do the savory version, and they split them open and they fill them. So it gets to be like a really soft sandwich that holds just about anything. I mean, you can, you know, cook up some ground beef with, you know, whatever seasonings you like, lettuce, tomato, cheese, sour cream. And I know this isn't helping you, Frank.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not.
Don't mind me. I'm drooling on myself.
I hear your stomach grumbling all the way over.
But it's like is it like a Mexican hot pocket? Is that what it's like?
Well, I would like to think that it's better than a hot pocket, but I didn't know that because most of the places that I'd been to that had offered that up would just offer the sweet variety, and the sweet variety is like a beignet almost, but they put them in little triangle shapes.
Oh boy.
And they either dust them with powdered sugar, roll them in cinnamon sugar, top them with honey. It's very common to see them with honey. I've been to a couple of places where they offer the dipping sauces on the side. So you just, it's like a really soft donut, and but not really dense, just very, very airy. So
okay.
You're going to love it.
Now, is the recipe for the sopapilla, how do you say it again?
Sopapilla.
Is it on your website?
It's going to be on Good Food Gourmet. It's going to be on Good Food Gourmet. That one, I'm actually doing the sweet version, and I'm doing a savory version too. So all of them will be up. Some of them will be up later today. Some of them will be up through the weekend. And I'm even going to highlight my secrets to making the perfect tres leche cake, which is a,
oh boy, another
very
big word.
Moist. It's a very moist yellow cake that is soaked with a combination of three different milks, and then you top it with some flamed meringue. So that's going to be
ooh
on there. The sopapilla is going to be on there. The derby pie is already on there. The churros will be on there, and the cajeta sauce will be on there. So I've got a busy weekend.
Yes, it sounds like you have a very busy weekend. And by the way, who's going to win the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead.
Well, my
and I don't have my I don't know, I haven't dusted my crystal ball off.
Well, I dusted my crystal balls off, and I have found the winner.
See, I knew that that was going to reap some kind of comment from you.
I have found the winner. I'm sure of this because it's got my name written all over it. The name of the horse is the number 19 horse. I'll have another.
Okay.
So I think that's
is that the
I'll
one
have
with
another.
The is that the one with the best odds this time
no,
around?
No, actually, it's a long shot. I've actually got some other picks we're going to talk about later today, but I thought that was fitting for me. I always look for like any kind of name that has anything to do with my life or maybe sexual positions or something. But I'll have another was the best one of choice.
And so, what was the name again? Long Shot?
No, it's called I'll Have Another. Like, oh, give me a drink, I'll have another.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just sharing way too much information there, so I thought I would clarify that.
I was. Well,
but you know what
right.
I did find
yes.
One more thing before
she's got,
I leave
she's got
you.
More to say before we dump her, what?
Thank you. Before I leave, I'm going to share this. There is one food that I'd never heard of, and it's called burgoo. Have you ever heard of this? It's served at the Kentucky Derby, and it's a thick stew made of beef, chicken, pork, and vegetables. Had you ever heard of that before?
No, yeah, but I'm still stuck on sopapilla. What's it called again?
Well,
Burgo?
Burgoo. B-U-R-G-U-O-O. B-U-R-G-O-O. Burgoo.
Okay.
And I have never heard of that before. So when I did my research on the Derby, I found that very little interesting tidbit of information, which doesn't seem to go with all the pretty hats and the nice gloves. It's, you know, I would never think stew, but yeah, apparently it's something that is served at the Derby. So go and enjoy that
like
along with
band.
Your.
We're burgoo.
Burgoo. So enjoy it. As you're whipping up your barbecue and your sopapilla donuts or your derby pie.
And what was that other thing, too?
And sipping on your mint juleps minus the mint minus the syrup.
Yes, amen to that. Well, I'm going to let you go. Everybody make sure you check out Kitty Cat. I'm just noticing I had a misspelling on the website. I called you Kitty K for some reason. But Kitty Cat on her website, goodfoodgourmet.com.
Thank you.
Everybody check out her website for all these delicious recipes. And are you coming back to see us again in June?
Of course. You're going to have to do a little bit more to get rid of me, so you're going to have to try
okay.
a little harder.
We'll try. All right. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful Derby/Cinco de Mayo day.
You too, love. Have a great one, you and Crispy.
All right.
Thank
take care.
You.
See you next month.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there you go. I cut her off, but I have to go anyway. So.
Way to go, D.I., way to go. Actually, there's some interesting names on some of these horses. I found, I read that wrong. Oh, sorry, never mind. I thought it said take charge lady, and it said take charge something else. Apparently, I got to put the vodka down.
Well, there's a Daddy Long Legs. Daddy Long Legs is the number one horse. I kind of like that one. But we're going to talk about... I'm going to give a pick at the end of the show that, what do you call it, a superfecta. And anybody who wants to play it, good luck.
I think I found my horse. I think I found it.
What is it?
We'll talk about
it.
Oh,
I'm going to pick.
Everybody's waiting.
Okay. Don't tell them yet. All right, we're going to go to another break, and then we've got another barbecue guy coming on. Today is
right.
a barbecue dessert type of deal. We got Smokey B. Robinson coming on. He's going to be talking
All the way from Michigan.
Yes, all the way from Michigan. He's going to be talking about his sauces, and I even heard he might play the harmonica for us. So I'm going to...
That would be sweet.
Wouldn't that be cool? So we're going to switch over to a little bit of barbecue music and be back in about 3 minutes with Smokey D. Robinson.
The part is on and the coast is clear. Put on some beans, put on some blue. Having a Mississippi barbecue. Want all the neighbors, tie up the dog. Gonna cook about a half a hog. Call up my cousin and the Johnson twin. They show us drunk, don't you let them in. Throw on some ribs.
Agreeing Ideas Radio Coffee Mug. The first caller who calls in and can tell us, we just talked to Kitty Cat, and Kitty Cat was talking about what I would call a Mexican Hot Pocket. What was that item called? We talked about it for about 10 minutes, so if you were listening and you can breathe, you probably could get this answer. So the first person that calls in, and what's the number, Crispy?
It's going to be 714.
Here he goes.
2-4-2-5-2-7-2. I will have to interject. You actually meant to say pot hockets for legal purposes.
Right. I did.
Pot
hockets. Pot hockets. That's right.
That's right.
That's what I said. Pot hockets.
Oh, yes, pocket. I'm so hungry, I'm drooling on myself. I can't think.
Anyway, if you guys want to call in, and you can be the free. Oh, we got a caller. We have a caller.
So hold on a second. Let me see who's calling in. Hey, hey, good morning. This is Green Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
Smoking Ronnie. What's up, guys?
Hey, who's this?
Smoking Ronnie in Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Smoking Ronnie, do you know the answer to the trivia question?
Sopapillas?
Yeah, hey! We got another winner. All right.
What and they are great.
They are great. Well, I've never had one, but I'm going to make some now that I've heard Kitty Cat talk about it for 10 minutes.
Every Mexican restaurant here in Texas has them for desserts. They're
do
great.
They really?
Yep. They're awesome.
All right. Well, you are the winner. What I need you to do is drop me an email at greatideas@earthlink.net with your information, shipping information, and we will get this beautiful coffee mug out to you right away.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Great show.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Okay.
All right. We're giving away free stuff. Hey, we got another caller. I guess I should probably take them for the heck of it. They're still there. I'll pick it up just to say, ha ha, you lost.
That's fine.
<Nice. laughs> Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Green Ideas Radio.
Debbie from Kentucky.
Debbie, were you calling for the trivia question?
I was, but that's okay.
Oh well, we're sorry, but you know what?
I'm just glad to talk to you. Say
hey. Hey, well, guess what? Just because I'm a nice guy and I got these coffee mugs, I'm going to give you one, too.
Aw. I'd love it.
Debbie,
I hope your crystal balls are okay.
Yeah, my crystal balls are fine. And they're all nice and shiny.
Oh, my.
All right, well, send me an email with your shipping information, and we will drop another one of these beautiful coffee mugs in the mail to you.
Guys are awesome. It was a good show. Thank you. Want to go
right,
back and listen
you.
Now.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Give away two coffee mugs. What a nice guy, wouldn't you say?
I know. That's awesome.
All right. Now, the moment we've been waiting for, our
that's
next
right.
guest, Smokey D. Robinson, calling from Michigan. And good morning, Smokey D. Are you there?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
We can hear you loud
yep.
and clear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being on your show, and I'm very stoked to be one of
them. Well, you're one of the lucky participants.
Yes.
So what is Smokey D. Robinson doing out there in Michigan? You and I have been chatting back and forth, and I see you've got some new barbecue sauce that you're coming out with, but kind of give us a little background of how you got involved in grilling and barbecue. You told me an interesting story when we were talking off the radio about mac and cheese. So kind of tell us a little bit about how you got into the whole barbecue world.
Well, I was planning on moving out, and it was my first time moving out. So I had to learn to cook, and I just wanted to start simple. So I thought just buy those mac and cheeses that you just add water to. So
right.
just go ahead and put them in the microwave, and that's 4 minutes, and you're done.
Right.
So me being stupid, I forgot to add the water. And and 4 days later, you can smell the burnt mac and cheese in the house. So that started my career in cooking, and I'm glad that I did it.
So from there it was all the way, it was going up from there. You couldn't have gone further than burning mac and cheese, right?
Exactly. And now like all my closest friends tease me about it once in a great while.
So you decided to go out and start learning how to cook and got involved in barbecue out there in Michigan. And I think you said in the last 2 or 3 years you've you're moving along. You've actually come out with your own set of products and working on your barbecue sauce. Kind of give everybody who's listening a rundown of what you've been through to get your sauce, bring it to market.
Oh, geez. It's not to the market quite yet. I'm still bringing it to the market. And there's just like right now I'm just like learning a lot of like putting the rest, sort of speaking. And it's just so much work. First, you got to have your product. Ours was basically a family recipe. From there, we got it. We started trying to add the competitions that I was competing in, and I'm finding out that was actually doing really well, even though I was still like the bottom of the list to the middle of the list.
Right.
And I think it was just because of my sauce and not my skills, because I'm still quite a new smoker yet, and I can admit that I'm a new barbecue guy yet. And,
right.
Learning the ins and outs, and I'm not like Neil. I wish I was, though, because I would be making a lot of money like you would be. just having a lot of nice stuff like he does, although Lucille is quite nice, though. She's a Lang barbecue smoker. She's a Model 60 with a food warmer, and
okay.
She does a neat job, and I'm doing when I make it at home, I actually make it on Lucille.
On the field?
Yeah, the smoker, a wood smoker,
okay.
And he just eats logs, like my little nephew eats Pez in the when he gets a box of Pez. So a lot. I smoke a lot with Lucille. And it's like I've had to learn labeling. I was a graphics guy before I got into smoking and barbecuing.
That's
so
right.
That's playing a little bit a part of the designing my website, designing my labels, and so on. And I'm still learning to resize the label so it will look nice on the bottle. So you won't get this odd label that you see in my latest picture and so on like that. It's just it's a fun learning experience, and sometimes it's pain in the butt. But you know what? Yeah, you definitely need to take the knocks with the learning, and I use that to good use. And,
I told you on the phone that I've been working on our barbecue sauce. Seems like everybody has a barbecue sauce, but I've been working on it now for probably about a year and a half, and. Anybody who's ever tried to bring a product to market, there's so many things from bottles to caps mm-hmm. to labels to approvals to USDA to FDA to nutritional, you name it, you got to go through it, and it's not an easy process. So I tip my hat to you for hanging in there, and I understand I was reading on your Facebook page that you actually took it to a potential customer this past week.
That is correct, and next week I should know the answer. She's going to tell the owners because she works there all the time, and she's pretty much the caretaker of the farm market store that is like a slash feed market store where you can pick up like dog food and whatnot, but they have like spices in there that you can buy if you feel like, oh, I forgot to pick up garlic. Well, there's garlic. So it's kind of like a hodgepodge store like that.
Okay.
And I'll be able to find out next week by calling that. And there's a Mexican store up here in Traverse City, Michigan. I cannot pronounce the name, so I'm not going to try. That store said to come back, and he'll buy like a couple of cases once he tries it, if he likes it. And then I have a couple other customers lined up on another forum, which I just started belonging to. And I was surprised because I have like two cases sold already on there when it comes to market.
Okay. So I understand, too, I'm going to put you on the spot here for a moment. So I understand you also play the harmonica.
Yeah, but it's nothing like James Patton or Tommy Waters or Colin Wolfe or any of those great guys.
Do you want to give it a shot?
Well, I can, but I'm only going to play it a little bit. Not
all
a
right.
Lot.
All right, here's his radio debut, Smokey D. Robinson on the harmonica. All right, it's all yours.
All right, everyone that's listening out there, everybody will recognize this song. It's an iconic Manish Boy song from the Great Muddy Waters. So if I screw it up, I'm sorry because I'm still learning the ins and outs of harmonica.
All right, go ahead.
Oops, see, like I said, I still can't walk.
Hey, all right.
Hey, that's our first live presentation on our radio show. Everything else has been taped, so you're our first live musician.
I thought Tara was.
No, we faked it last night. I guess she did. You know what? She did call up and sing me happy birthday, but that doesn't count.
And right now I'm switching over to a different kitchen.
Okay.
They will allow me to go ahead and actually make my own stuff with an FDA-approved inspector watching every step I move, so I don't have to get like a lot of those permits that you would normally get. And it's just going to be a great learning experience. And if anybody has a product out there or a great Rob or their own special little brand, do it. Although you may have a lot of tears and all that stuff in the beginning, it's a great fun. Trust me, it really is.
Yeah, it's an interesting process that you have to go through dealing with. Once you have the recipe, then you have to find a co-packer who's can produce the product under certain standards and bring it to market for you. But it is a lot of fun. It is a learning experience. You will pull your hair out. You will go nuts. But if you stick with it and have the tenacity, you can bring your sauce to market. And, hey, Crispy, I just thought of something. You should probably have your own, like, Crispy sauce. What would you put in your Crispy sauce?
I should. I'm not sure. I would love to do a cinnamon barbecue sauce, like a hot and sweet kind of cinnamon, but I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
See, now my sauce, let me plug a little bit about my sauce if I can.
All right, go ahead.
My sauce is a mouth-watering tang to a very, very, very sweet flavor that you find in all the barbecue sauces that you ever had. And then a little bit of heat, but not enough to say, oh, do I need milk? Yeah, I think I'll need milk, but no, not my sauce. And it goes great with everything but brisket.
Okay. And then you have just the one flavor or you got multiple flavors?
For right now, just to start out, I'm going to work on just the one flavor. But I'm hoping by the time I say maybe by the end of a year and a half, I want to try to have like 5 different flavors of barbecue sauce. And maybe a
piece
that I'm working on at home.
Great. We also want to mention your website for those that may be listening. It's smokythesrealpissbarbecue.webs.com. And click on that. We got the link on our show here if you want to check out Smokey D's products. Do you want to mention your other product you're working on at this time, or is that still top secret?
That's going to be more of an experimental process right now. It's not going to really be brought out to product because there's just so much of it. But I will mention it. I am experimenting with beef jerky, my barbecue sauce, and my house rub. And my house rub, it will also be on my site for sale pretty soon as well. And also, you can find all this information at Smokey D's Real Fit Barbecue on Facebook. So,
Yes, definitely check him out. He's got a great Facebook page and also he's got a great website. And go there and check out his products. And Smokey D, see, I told you being on the radio is easy. It's just like talking to two goofy guys on the radio and you can just talk on the phone. So, I think he was a little.
I want to practice him. He said, you're going nutty. I was already nuts before I even went into barbecue, so that's how I'm already taken care of.
Well, then you fit it right in with the two of us because we're always nutty too. But we do thank you for coming on the show, and I want you to keep us posted too as your product goes to market and come back and tell us some of the ins and outs of what happened and how many stores you've got and keep us posted on your beef jerky, too, and you're welcome to come on at a later date.
Okay, I appreciate it. And also, I'd like to plug a smaller venture that I'm going into right now.
Go ahead.
I'm a really good photographer. My mother taught me how to shoot photography for about 4 or 5 years now. And I'm really good at it. And if anybody ever wants a really high-quality HDR photo done of their smoker, their food, maybe them all together. You don't charge very much for doing it because it's just just the love that I have for it, and not just a jobby like my barbecue sauce is. By the way, a jobby is a job and hobby together.
Okay.
How sweet.
So that's like Smokey D's photography then, right?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Well, keep us posted with what's going on, and we'll have you back on later on just to tell us more about the product, the process, and keep playing the harmonica, and maybe we can get you lined up with some studios that you can become a blues player while you're making barbecue sauce and all those other things.
Or if you want, you can also maybe pair me up with that other sexy Tara that you have on there that was singing last night.
Hey, this is not Match.com. This is Great Ideas Radio.
No, you mean Catch.mom.
Oh, Catch.mom. I always forget.
Right.
I can't say the name. Yeah, this is not Catch.mom.
I appreciate it, guys, and thank you for having me on your show. And I will also keep up all the updates on the Facebook and on your page, Brilliant. And
great.
Nice to meet you there, Crispy.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, too.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you later. And there you go. Smokey D. Robson. Check him out. He's a great guy on Facebook. And we appreciate him coming on our show this morning to talk about his products. And I like that entrepreneur spirit. He's into all kinds of things.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he is. He sounds like me. A lot of things going on.
Yes, definitely got a whole lot of things going on. All right, well, Crispy,
yes.
We're going to take another short break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the Kentucky Derby, and we're going to give out the Brilliant Ideas Radio Pick of the Day. And
yes.
If people bet on it, they're stupider than I am.
Can we pick two horses? Because I found another one that I want.
Yes. Well, we can do an exacta bet and a trifecta and a superfecta. We'll do them all.
How about I just pick all the horses so I'm guaranteed at least a win?
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back to talk about our Kentucky Derby picks, and I'm trying to find a song to play here. Let's go with. Oh, I know that song. I like. I like that song. What the. What the F did you say? I think is what it's called. So everybody hang tight. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes with the perfect picks for the Kentucky Derby.
Well, you're darn right. I know Martina McBride. I got her cell phone number right here. Look here.
The cellular customer you're calling is not answering her phone simply because she has caller ID. And she knows that if you play the PGUD, quit calling.
I'll try her later.
You say I'm always talking when I should be driving. But everybody does it these days. You say I'm getting cancer every time I answer. Yeah, whatever you say. Wish I could change my service. Should have never signed up. Heck, it never works anyway. The signal's always breaking. I can't hear nothing. Hey, what do you say? I know you can't hear me. There ain't no use in listening. Wait.
too, living up here on the mountain.
Yes, gotta love modern technology. It's awesome.
Kind of like being on Blog Talk Radio with all the technical difficulties we have week to week to week with our telephone system.
Yes, yes. Well, maybe one of these days they'll upgrade to something better. One of these days.
All right.
But until
well,
then,
talk.
We'll muddle through. All right, Kentucky yeah. Derby. All right.
Yes, Kentucky
here we go.
Derby. Well. A little-known fact about me that most people may not know, I used to be in the horse business. I used to raise thoroughbreds and had, at one time we had 23 mares, and we were breeding horses, and after I lost my ass in that business, we got rid of the horses.
And another known fact is I used to be Brilliant Ideas jockey for the horses. I was the world's tallest jockey.
No wonder we didn't win, right?
Right.
But, yeah, I follow thoroughbred racing and have for, I guess, about 12, 13 years. And I used to go to the racetrack and became a fairly decent handicapper, if I say so myself. And used to play the ponies, as they say, and even appeared – about 10 years ago, like 8 or 10 years, no, was it? Yeah, 10 years ago in Las Vegas at the Handicapping Championship of the World, and actually made it that far and finished 103rd out of 240 participants, but it was a learning experience, and so I was big in horse racing. So I was asked by someone on Facebook to give my picks for the Kentucky Derby, and I put on my handicapping hat, which I haven't worn in quite a while, and decided to look at the horses for the Kentucky Derby. And Christy, before I give the big winning ticket today, did you say you had a couple of horses that you had your eye on?
Yes, actually, I saw two horses. Now, I know nothing about horse racing whatsoever. The closest any trap racing I've been to is the Daytona 500 and the dog track. The dog track was an interesting story. It'll be real quick. Never been there before. Lots of interesting people at the dog track. So I bet on the dog, the first one that went to the bathroom, and guess what? I won. Oh, yeah. But anyways, I found two horses that I think I'll pick. The first horse will be number 17, which is Done Talking, with a 31-1 ratio, I guess. And the
ratio,
other horse...
It's called odds.
Yeah, see, I know nothing. And the other is My Adonis with whatever SCR-1 is. I don't even know.
Scratch. It means it's a scratch.
Okay, so those are my two horses. My Adonis is Done Talking.
Done Talking, that's a good one. I'll go with you on that. And I mentioned earlier in the show, I have a long shot play just based on the name of the horse, which is I'll Have Another. That's a 19 horse. And put $2 on that one just for the hell of it. But I did put on my hat and my Brilliant Ideas pick of the day for the Kentucky Derby. I think the horse that's going to win is the number 14, Hanson. And wasn't Hanson a band, some kid band back in the day?
Yeah. I think in the mid-90s, Hanson was a popular group. I think they're still doing music. I'm not sure. I saw them like on a MTV, Where Are They Now? A ZTV, Where Are They Now? Oops.
So I'm going with the horse to win is number 14, Hanson. I think the last time I checked, Hanson was like 10-1 odds. So if it does win, it'll be a good payoff. And then I've picked the superfecta, and anybody who knows anything about betting, what you want to do is you want to box these four horses so that no matter what order they come in, a superfecta. And I'm going with number 14, Hanson, number 15, Gemologist, number 6, Bodemeister, which Bodemeister is the favorite, and number 1, Daddy Long Legs. So those are my picks, and usually when I bet on the Kentucky Derby, I lose. So if that gives you any idea whether you should bet on this or not, what do they say, bet at your own risk?
Yes, bet at your own risk. No refunds.
No refunds, but that's my picks of the day, and it's going to be a big day for it's Cinco de Mayo, plus it's the Kentucky Derby day, so everybody will be partying down, and if I hit this superfecta, I'll definitely be partying down, because that'll actually be a pretty good payoff, so that's what I'm going with, and I don't know if they've got 10-cent superfectas, but if they got 10-cent superfectas, so you don't have to spend as much money, that's the way to go, and hey, throw in the I'll have another just for the hell of it.
Yes, while my Adonis is done talking, should be interesting. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. So everybody wish you good luck on Derby Day. We thank you for tuning into our show, tuning into our show. And also want to mention, too, real quick, next week, we have next Saturday, we have Sonia Hunt. She's a foodie who's coming on the show, and be talking about her adventures in the food world. We got Peter Battaglia and Guy Nix. And Guy Nix does a little bit of everything crispy. He's a barbecuer. He's a chef. He cooks. He cleans. He sings. He dances. He does the whole work. So he's coming on next week.
Sweet.
And then the following week, we've got Lucky Lady Laurie coming on again, and she'll be talking about whatever is hot in Vegas. And oh, Angela Garcia, she's a lady in Northern California who's got her own line of wine, and we've got a whole lot of nice things lined up, and Giada Valente, you have to check her out on Facebook. She's coming on our show. She's an Italian lady who's a pretty classy singer, too, got classy music, so I actually picked a classy singer to come on the show, so we appreciate it.
Sounds fancy.
Sounds fancy. Fancy pants.
Fancy.
We thank everyone for tuning in. It's always a lot of fun, and you can find us here every Saturday morning. And don't forget our Friday night show. And also congratulations to the winners of the mugs. We'll be sending your mugs out as soon as we get your shipping information. And we also like to thank our sponsor, High Roller Spirits, with their sweet potato vodka. If you haven't tried it out, please do, and I think you will enjoy it. And we've got two new sponsors coming on with us in May and June. And
yes,
I'll shut up. Do you have anything else to add before I hit the button and say goodbye?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy the day. I'm finishing up a little audio production for our new sponsors, and I'm going to maybe cook on the grill. We'll see.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to call it a goodbye, good morning, and everyone enjoy your rest of your weekend. And I'm going to play ZZ Top, my favorite song.
Yes.
I'm bad nationwide because the bad boys, we are bad. We are nationwide. We are universal.
Yes.
So everybody take care.
Yes, we are.
We'll see you next week.
wearing my love.